Is it guest time?
It is time for our surprise guest, number two. Number one was Andy Peters for breakfast, which actually I'm really enjoying the fruit. The strawberries, obviously.
Yeah.
And now it's time for surprise guest number two. I have no idea who this is. So Alan's going to open the door, and here is... Oh! It's Coxie! It's Sarah Cox!
Sarah's here.
Sarah, come here, come here, give me a hug.
I'll kiss you first.
I need a power hug.
Yeah.
Woo!
And I'm just... Bagsy next.
Hello.
Come here, you.
Ah, thank you, wow. Sarah. Hi.
So much money.
Hi.
People, brilliant. I've been dreaming about you all night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, this might be an interesting interview.
Really?
Dave, get a power hug off Sarah Cox.
I made sure I washed everything, not just my fridge.
No, oh. I can smell. I can tell.
You know, I'm fascinated by that. I never knew that girls sometimes just wash their fringe.
Yeah, well,
when they can't be bothered to wash their hair, they just wash the fringe. I never knew
it's
that.
It's a quicker way of doing things.
Well, sometimes I just dip my fringe under the faucet.
Oh, that's very American of you.
Yeah.
How are you, Sarah Cox?
Well, the day started off not without drama.
What's wrong?
Flat tire on the car.
Oh no. You're joking.
What? I drove off and it was like...
On yours or Ben's?
On mine.
Oh, dear.
So I'm actually in Ben's car, so it was like there was an empty beer barrel rolling around in the boot of the car.
Sure. Could have been. So it's not Ben's car.
So, pull over, flat, but like dramatic flat. Oh. Unless I just watched too much.
You probably had a nail gone through it and it's just flattened it completely.
It's like on the rim.
Yeah.
It looks like one of them stingers has been thrown under it, you know.
I had one of them when I was driving with Dominic on the motorway not so long ago, didn't we?
Sarah, have you done any bank jobs recently that you've run away from in the car, right?
I'm pretty sure not. But anyway, so you know when you're not in your own car, so you've not got your chewing gum, you've not got your dental floss.
Right.
Eyelash curlers.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit out of sorts, but let's get to the main deal. And
when did you have the flat tire this morning? I'm more interested in that. Was it this morning on the way here?
Yeah, I just got in the car, then I texted Alan, and then I went back in and I went, Ben, I've got a flat tire. And then Lola came and went, can I help you blow it up? And I'm like, there's no time.
See, this is
so sorry if you're listening, sweetheart. I love you.
This is a welcome relief because we've been talking comet relief this and Africa that for days.
This
now.
Is real struggle.
Yeah.
You know, I've had to swap cars.
Yeah. And he hates you driving his car, doesn't
he? And I hate driving.
Because you curb it.
I might have.
No, that wasn't her. That was the bad men who came and did it to the tyres when she was in the supermarket.
You know, there's someone travels around our area with an emery board. Got like that on his rims. Yeah, parked up outside. And it was like, once you start crunching a bit near the curb, you then find your bird. So anyway, apart from that, though, well...
Good.
It's amazing watching you on the red button, you know. It's like a proper telly show.
Well, everybody's been saying to us, it's strangely addictive watching the show.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so good to me. I said this last night, or at some point today, I can't remember when. 10 years I've been trying to persuade people on telly to film the show and put it on the TV.
They always
say
no.
Dave, haven't I? Years.
Yeah, absolutely. And no one was ever interested.
Well, before, when it used to be like webcams and stuff, you'd be watching and you'd be like, I think there's someone in the studio under it's a bin. But no, like, it's beautifully lit and it's like a proper telly show. It's amazing.
Do we look all right? How do we look?
You look gorgeous. You look skinny.
Are you serious?
Well, you look good.
I can't. Every time I catch myself on the monitor, I think that there's a pig being let into the studio and they put headphones on him and I realise it's me.
Oh, will you stop it?
Stop that now, you.
I said this last night. I'm not an attractive man, Sarah. I know this, right?
Well, you're getting better. You're blooming.
What a compliment. Whoa. Hang on a second.
I mean, you're blooming. You're a late bloomer.
I've got to be honest. I was fishing a little bit, but to say you've got better.
No, you're getting
better. You're blossoming like a late spring flower that everyone thought was just a scrubby weed, and now you're blooming.
You know the story
like
of the ugly duckling,
which
I went to Nicole only the other night, and the ugly duckling gets loads of abuse and then grows into a handsome swan, and he's the envy. Of all
and
of
Sarah would
mates.
Say, I'm still in the ugly duckling stage. No. You're not there yet, sunshine. Keep hanging on to the dream.
You're a big, muscly swan.
Right, thanks. Unbelievable.
Are you keeping up with the fake tan, Dave, after dancing on
I'm not, actually. No,
it's blood pressure.
I've not been sprayed since I left the show.
Did you guys miss it?
Neither have I.
A little bit.
Yeah. We miss those happy days sitting in the... I only went once. You were there all the time, weren't you? Very loyal. What a lovely friend.
Oh, my God. Was I there every week? Was I there at that goddamn show every single week?
Just wait till the tour. That's a big commitment.
Mm, I ain't going to that. No. I ain't going to that. I might go to one. Yeah. I might actually send a tape and give it to someone in the crowd and go, just to me, go, love you, Daddy. Come on, Dave. And he'll go, oh, Chris came to see me tonight. That's nice. And he'll never know.
In one of the 28 shows.
Wow. So you, brilliant. So well done, and thank you to everybody who's donated. Beautiful.
Everyone who's donated.
Donated.
Hey, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Have you been donating this morning? Have you donated yet, Sarah?
No, but I might do when I get home.
Yeah, I donated a couple of times during the night when I was flagging. Got to say, it really perks me up and puts a smile on my face.
You did mention that, didn't you?
Well,
you know that, yeah.
I don't know what you're saying. Right.
Me neither. Yeah.
Do you know what? It's the weirdest thing, right? Because absolutely fine for ages yesterday. Fern's show, Craig's show, Scott's show, all fine. Had a shower at about 5:45 during Newsbeat. I managed to get a quick shower, change my clothes. Lovely. 7:00, Mr. Jam, brilliant. 9:00, 10:00. Started to go a little bit, but okay. And then at midnight, it was like someone just came and went, whack.
Yeah.
Like that. And I went, I'm getting a little bit tired now. I'm feeling a bit of pressure. And then Benji B, God love him, he played what sounded like the longest track in the world. It lasted about an hour. Apparently these were different tracks, but all I
couldn't
hear,
tell, could you?
It was like someone listening to a relaxation CD in one flat, and then the next door neighbours listening to some drum and bass, and the pair of speakers being turned up. I didn't know what the hell I was listening to. I've got to be honest with you, but a lovely fella. And
then you pushed on through to... Who was on at, like, 2 and 3 and stuff?
So Benji B was between 2 and 4.
See, normally I just listen again online rather than stay away from the shows.
I know that. And then Dave at 4:00, and then we're back on again. So now me and Dave, we're perfectly in sync with each other, like a seesaw. So I go, I've had a bit of a second rush. I'm all right, how are you? Yeah, I'm flagging. I'm not feeling good. 20 minutes later, Dave will go, feeling a lot better now, how are you? No, I'm not good, Dave. I'm feeling tired.
But I've just had some Andy Peters fruit and yogurt, and it's given me something of a
boost.
Do you
want some of Andy Peters' yogurt? He did it himself.
Well, no, it's good. It's special yogurt.
Is it nice?
It's got honey in it. Yeah.
It's like strawberries and coriander and stuff.
We'll get you some if you want.
You know what? It's right up my street these days, honestly. My body is temple-ish.
Your body is a temple, Sarah.
I'm exercising a lot at the moment.
Seriously, you're in great shape.
I just want to get out of the house, really.
Is that what it is?
No, it's an excuse. I'm banned from the library, so I go down the gym. it's looking amazing, Andy Peters, isn't it? He's like...
Oh, my God, did he see the guns on the webcam?
He needs a license for them.
He's massive.
He's huge.
Whoa, seriously, for a moment, I thought it was me. I was looking at...
No, if he had a Mohican, you'd think it was Mr. T.
That's right. I ain't going on no aeroplane. I'm Andy Peters. Sucker. Jemima has texted in. She's 11. Hi, Jemima.
Hi, Jemima.
She says, hi, guys. I want to tell you how well you're doing. I was up all morning watching you. That's from Jemima. And thanks for the past 2 mornings... I haven't had to drag my 2 boys, Danny and Joe, out of bed for school. Record breakers and miracle workers all in one, says Elaine.
You're welcome.
Well, there you go. That's what we're doing. We're raising money and we're also getting kids out of bed so they can see and watch the telly. And that was on Facebook. So I have messages on text, Facebook, Twitter and on the website. It's all coming in. It's all going off.
You're doing a brilliant job,
by the way. Thank you.
I'm glad I've not made you cry. I dreamt I made you cry.
What was your dream about me? Was it about me and Dave?
Yesterday I was chatting to my trainer and I was saying, what can I take them to make them wake up?
I could give you a list.
And she said,
what could you bring in here that would wake us up?
I got asked that the other day. Producer Sam said, how do you like being woken up? And I didn't know what to say.
She's dedicated, Sam.
She is dedicated.
Here comes Sarah.
That's commitment to the cause, isn't it?
That's me tire, that. That's the noise that we're making of those spun along the road. Anyway, she said citrus. So I dreamt in my dreams that I was bringing you a lemon to sniff. and then And then I made you cry, just, and you had like 10 seconds before you were back on air, and like I made you break down because I was going, you're doing an amazing thing, and you were sobbing. Then I was like, oh, soz.
Sniff my lemon.
Bye, and like left you there sobbing with like half a lemon to sniff.
How did the dream end?
And then I woke up.
Rubbish.
And I'd eaten me pillow.
That's even worse.
It's just not how the fantasy is meant to go. No. Sarah Cox said to me, I dreamt about you last night. Oh, really? What happened? Well, like, I made you sniff a lemon and you cried. Yeah. And then what? Then I woke up.
Hashtag citrus.
I know. I kind of like that.
Winning. Losing. So, Sarah, what are your plans for today, apart from getting the attire fixed?
Well, there's potty training going on.
Oh, how is Ben getting on with that now? Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, talking of fake tan, I thought, well, which we were a minute ago, I was like, what's that on Isaac's thigh, bless him, he's got this terrible brown dappled rash.
Yeah.
And then I remembered when I was midway splashing on a little bit of sun, sort of.
No.
You didn't splash him as well,
no.
Did you?
No, I like grabbed him to get him on the potty and left, he's got like a sort of little sort
you
of hand
print. You fake tanned your child? Yeah. And how old is he?
Three.
Oh my God! How many times have I told you? You get the ears pierced first, then the tattoo, then the fake tan, Sarah.
I know, I got it wrong.
Gotta get it in the right order.
It's going to grow up to be Scott Mills.
Hopefully.
Thanks for coming to see us.
Lovely to see you. Keep going. I'm going to keep watching and keep listening and
God
keep
love
donating.
You. You're very sweet.
And I love you guys. You're brilliant.
Let me just tell you, if radio will never say to you, we've got a great idea, Sarah, just go, no.
Just well, it might be a daytime show.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I'll hear what they say first.
You can do the rest of it for us if you want. It's honestly, it's the weirdest thing here. It's so bizarre.
I'm a mate, but Lynn's doing a great job. She's out there with your power shakes.
I know, she is.
She's intercepted. She's like SAS. She's doing forward roly polies. Anyone brings a pasty or a cake? She's like, no, I'll take you down.
Oh my God. And you're
she's
not,
amazing.
By the way, you're not lying. You know, Andy Peters brought in yogurt and fresh fruit.
Yeah.
So I nip outside for a little bit of air. And it turns out, first of all, one of the security guys goes, oh my God, yesterday was amazing. I've never seen so much stuff delivered. And I'm like, yeah, all the fruit and stuff. Yeah, and the chocolate. And the what? And the what? So they're hiding it from me and Dave. And what do I just see in the reception at Radio 1? Four what looked like massive Victoria sponge cakes all piled up. And I just went, oh my, and literally people bundle me down the stairs. Go, 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 go. It's like someone had tried, you know, when you watch The West Wing and the president hears a balloon pop, everyone goes, get him down the stairs, get him down the stairs. I'm out there going, cake, cake, cake.
You're like, no. Yeah,
oh,
loads
you can
of
smell the fresh
amazing.
Cream. Fresh cream, get him down.
It's amazing.
Dave, you don't want cake, do you?
I don't want cake. I'm all right. Thank
Will
you.
Kinder's mum and dad came in. Will is doing a lot of the button pressing and directing. Sorry, Will, of course. Yeah. And his mum made a really lovely chocolate cake.
With a picture of us on it.
Yeah, and she showed it to me, and I went, oh, that looks amazing. Haven't seen it since.
No, Lynn told me all about it. She took photos of it and everything, and then she went, of course, I didn't let him have any.
No, I know!
Okay.
Oh, she's very strict, is Lynn.
Yeah, she was padding me down before I came to the studio in case I had any
that's
back pocket.
That's my job. Do you still need padding down?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, but she can only be done by female.
Dave, do you?
Pardon? Do you know what?
At this time of the show?
Yeah, after 26 hours, I'm up for anything.
All right, then.
I'll tell you my favourite bit when you started to lose it. Was it last night when you went, and that's what it's all about? Oi! And I was like, okay. Dave's a bit tired, isn't
he? Alan? I was going to say, this means nothing to Sarah. Sarah can stay as long as she wants, but we have another surprise guest to bring in after the news.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen him or her.
Yeah, do you know who it is? It's Sarah's fella going, right, about my car tyres.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I didn't do anything.
Well, you can stay as long as you want, Sarah.
Thanks,
you know
darling.
You're always
thank
welcome
you.
Here.
Thank you. Absolutely.
She'll be like this, oh, thanks, but you know, I'm double parked. So I'm gonna go.
I've paid me park until 10:30.
Have you?
Yeah, I know, I was a bit over keen.
Well, stay.
Yeah, take my mic.
Yeah, stay.
I'm here. Yeah, I might.
Why don't you do an hour for us?
No, Ben will be listening now, like, send her home.
Okay.
As he sloshes through puddles of... Anyway, good morning. good luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you, Sarah Cox. Lovely Sarah Cox, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah Cox, 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 Sarah Cox.